Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's 610 Day. Yeah.
Yay.
Happy 610 Day.
Happy 610 Day. And then I think you and I, what's our anniversary for when we started working
July 22nd, 2019 was our first show together.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It doesn't seem like that long.
It's going to be 6 years, man.
We've been through so much.
We've been through a pandemic.
We've been through David Culley.
We've been through David Culley. We've been through a pandemic together. We've been through Jack Easterby. We've been through Jack Easterby. We've been through 24 lawsuits.
Oh yeah. I thought you were talking my own ones. I was like,
No.
You're vastly undershooting the number of times I've been sued.
we just refer to the Deshaun Watson situation as its own proper noun. 24 lawsuits. Yeah, that's it. Been through that. Been through some ups and downs with the Rockets. We won a World Series. You and
we did?
In 2022, you and I won a World Series.
So. I remember that. Yeah,
it was good.
Oh, boy, we really pulled it out that one.
Oh, man,
yeah.
People hailed us as we walked down the streets of downtown in the parade. It was it was really amazing. Thank you to all of you out there. I know it's been 3 years, but thank you to
everybody. Remember, this was before we started working together. Remember that time during the 2017 parade when we were in the parking garage and you were above me and you had dropped your hat and I caught it at the bottom and then threw it back up to you?
I do. I remember it vividly.
That was a notable moment in Houston sports history.
It was a notable moment, and I'm like, I'd love to do a show with this guy someday. You know, we got this hat thing down. I would love to do morning radio with this guy.
I never told you this before. I spit in the cap.
HR. What's the statute of limitations on unwanted saliva? Probably quite a bit. Probably pretty extensive.
You're going to have to get
long.
Never mind.
It's long statute of limitations. Long statute. That opens up a can of worms.
Yeah.
All right. Mandatory minicamp starts today. I've got four big mandatory minicamp questions. And the first one is...
This is how you know you're edgy, by the way.
Yeah.
You should always do things in groups of odd numbers, but you got four. Ideally, it would be three, but you went four.
I go four all the time. I go four big things, man. Yeah, because it's an easy... I like it's an easy hand gesture. Four.
Mm-hmm.
Four big questions. Is that true? You should go odd numbers?
People like things in groups. It's more appealing to our brains for whatever reason.
Really?
If it's in groups of one, three. And especially any kind of list, three is the sweet spot.
Is it?
Anytime you go or more than three, it starts to get a little bit more. Two people, like, they put up a mental blockade. They're like, that's too much.
Okay, all right. That's really interesting. Okay, I'll have to take that.
So if you said like three plus a bonus one, people take that and they're like, I'm really intrigued.
They're getting something. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with four for now. Four big questions for OTAs. I guess the first one is everybody going to be there? They're mandatory. Do we have anybody that we feel like is in a situation where they would be trying to poke the bear by not going to mandatory minicamp at all?
There is one, but we're going to get to him, I think, with one of your other questions.
Okay.
Mandatory minicamp and guys who might sit out. I think the biggest one, going back to recent years, where you might wonder, okay, are there any brewing issues or anything?
Right.
There was a brewing issue with Steven Nelson a couple years ago.
Sure.
We just didn't realize it until right before training camp. But it was because Malik Collins had gotten extended We find out later Steven Nelson was very agitated that he didn't get extended. Yeah. So, no, I'm not anticipating any big news of like anybody missing voluntary minicamp.
Mandatory
minicamp. We had a bunch of veterans sitting out, especially on the defensive line, which that's the position group coaches. In some ways, coaches, I think, are kind of happy when veteran defensive linemen don't come into mandatory minicamp because it's there's like you want it's there's a lot there, but there's only so much a defensive lineman can do without pads on.
Yeah.
And then you end up with young guys going against older guys that are working out. That's where you end up with guys on the ground.
Yeah.
You got some young, eager offensive linemen that cut blocks a veteran defensive lineman. Mm-hmm. So it's really no big deal when veteran defensive linemen miss voluntary stuff.
Yeah, I have zero predictions on who would not be there at this mandatory minicamp.
Yeah.
None.
None that would be earth-shattering or a statement.
Yeah.
It'll be a surprise if there is.
I agree. It's a good way to put it. All right, so I think I'm guessing everybody's going to be there. That's number four. Number three, what will the C.J. Gardner-Johnson experience be like? We played some audio from him yesterday. This is one cut we didn't get to, but C.J. Gardner-Johnson did a sit-down with Aaron Wilson of KPRC Channel 2 and was asked, what does it mean to play for D'Amico Ryans?
To be honest with you, it means a lot, but God, like me, I embrace it. I understand what it means. I just don't know, like I said, I can't speak for everybody, but I know that we're going to damn near be at the top at the end of the year and have a chance to compete for a championship, so I think that's why I'm here. I'm proud to be a Texan. I think I'm proud to be on every team I play for. I got a job. other than that, I just want to make Coach proud.
There you go.
Make Coach proud.
Look at that at the end, man. He got asked about D'Amico Ryans and didn't mention D'Amico at all during that 28 seconds worth of answer until the last 2 seconds. He's like, I want to make Coach proud. I'm like, that transcends the professional aspect of this. That's a connection, an emotional connection right there.
I had talked to that person up in Philadelphia who covered the Eagles last year, who was very much, you know, said, yeah, like, I wouldn't worry about the personality stuff and everything. And the sense I got was that he's very colorful as a personality. And as I've been listening to him,
yeah,
I think he's also, he kind of does a stream of consciousness philosophizing as he's speaking. And I think it yields really good sound bites and or headlines at times, to where I think he's just kind of pontificating and he doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot about it. So like right there, he had like nine little different things he said over the course of three sentences.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I do too. I do. I am excited for the C.J. Gardner-Johnson experience. In watching Stephon Diggs operate in camp last year, Seth, I was watching, I'm going, if this is only a one-year relationship, there will be an energy vacuum that Stephon Diggs leaves behind. I feel like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, different position, different side of the football, but I do feel like he will sufficiently fill that energy vacuum that Stephon Diggs leaves behind.
With C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the part that intrigues me about him is that, man, he is really good in coverage. The one downside is that sometimes his aggressiveness bites him. So sometimes in zone, when he should be a little bit more conservative, he's coming up with eyeballs, like trying to take out Xavier Leggett's kidney like he did last year. So like there's that part of him, which is a problem that the entire secondary has. They're a rambunctious bunch of guys.
They are.
Which is a good. I think D'Amico likes trying to manage that. The only, I guess, I might add this to, you know, kind of your first question of is everybody going to be there? Are there any kind of maybe lingering contract disputes or anything? From listening to C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I feel like he feels like he's worth more money than he's paid, but he's kind of at peace with where he is right now. And he got traded for. So sometimes when you trade for a veteran, those guys show up basically saying like, hey man, all right, let's tweak this contract.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm interested in. Is he expecting, or is there going to be any kind of a demand for a tweaking of the contract?
Yeah, that's interesting. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the contract he was on is, he's got 2 years left on his deal at about $19 million or so. So he's making about $9.5 million, which, that's decent.
In baseball, you say two more years of control, but because the NFL and the NBA just have decided that contracts aren't worth the paper they're not even printed on anymore.
Or the agitation that you can make about your contract isn't worth contesting.
Yeah.
If you're a team.
So he's got 2 years left on his, this year and next year on his contract. Yeah. Control.
Air quotes around control.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so that's number three. Number two, which rookies will continue to impress? Just based on the stuff I've been reading, I was on vacation while OTAs was going on, so didn't get to see it. But it sounds like the two wide receivers are really impressing. D'Amico has gone out of his way to praise them. It sounds like Ursary is making progress. You could tell just from the way D'Amico was talking about him that maybe some struggles out of the gate, but he's been improving. I'm excited to see Woody Marks operate as well. Mm-hmm. You know, even with the signing of Nick Chubb, I think Woody Marks was brought in to bring a certain skill set to that position. Yeah. That's the big four. And then I'll throw Jalen Smith in there too, because there is a spot at third corner right now to be had on this football team behind Lassiter and Stanley.
Jalen Smith is a big one. And Jalen Smith, again, he's kind of got that, man, boy, he's good in press coverage and he like makes a bunch of plays behind the line of scrimmage. Can he develop into a complete and total defensive back? And I think that working in the slot, especially for times when you want more of a cover guy in the slot than, say, Jalen Petrie, that's where if he comes along, it gives them a lot more versatility as a defense.
Mm-hmm.
The other, you know, when we talked to Clint the other day, he was making the comp between Nico and Jaden Higgins.
Yeah.
And how physically they're so similar in some ways. But Clint made the point that, man, when you watch Nico, one of the most impressive things about him is his ability to sink his hips and just on stop routes and his breaks over the middle and everything, that it's rare for big guys to be able to do that. And Jaden Higgins isn't as good at that stuff as Nico is. I tend to look at Nico and, you know, think, man, that's something he's developed over time.
Yes, yes.
He does. Yes. He moves way better as a big man and as a complete route runner than he did in his first couple years. With Jaden Higgins, I think there's a lot of potential for him to get to that. He's not there yet, but I think there is potential. But it takes a couple years for guys that size to learn how to move like that. But he also he likes to watch film and study the guys that are maybe a little bit smaller than him and take things from them. So I think it's going to be awesome for him to look at Nico Collins as a model for how a big man can move.
Totally. We played that audio of DeAndre Hopkins yesterday on Dos Congo's podcast, and one of the cuts we played was DeAndre Hopkins talking about meeting Andre Johnson for the first time, seeing how imposing he was physically, feeling like, boy, I got to get to that big, and I got to be like Andre and things like that. Andre Johnson's hard to replicate, especially if you're DeAndre Hopkins, who is built differently than Andre Johnson. This is an instance here where Jaden Higgins, I mean, they're very similar physically. There is a lot from Nico Collins' path to get from where he was in 2021 to where he is now in 2025, that if Nico's willing to download or upload that information to Jaden Higgins, if he's willing to put his arm around him, and I mean, this should be really exciting for Jaden Higgins to be in the same room with Nico Collins.
And this, my standing rule with Jalen Noel, as it is with any and every rookie slot receiver, is I refuse to get overly excited about anything I see during training camp, mini camp or training camp, because it's just a whole different world once you start facing complex regular season
real defenses. Yeah.
Yeah. And Sly, remember how awesome Braxton Miller looked in training camp a few years back?
Yeah.
And then he got into the first game and he said, yeah, you could tell they watch film. It's a lot different out there now. So Jalen Nowell, I am excited about his athleticism because it's obvious and apparent when he's out there.
All right. I don't know how much time we need to spend on this. We all know what the number one question is at mandatory minicamp today. I believe practice starts at 9:45, so we may know by the time we're passing the baton to In the Loop, will C.J. Stroud throw today? Will C.J. Stroud throw a football today?
My guess is no.
It's my guess, too. It was my guess last week, and it's my guess again here.
I think they're taking the utmost caution with him.
Well,
and we'll talk to Nick on Thursday where you will not get any answers, but we're going to ask him.
Got to. Yeah, Nick, 7:15, by the way. We moved it up. It's usually 7:30. 7:15, if you want to mark it on your calendar, Nick Caserio. Last appearance with us before training camp, because after practice on Wednesday, everybody kind of shuts it down. Well, they go into hiding for 5 weeks. Players will still be working out and stuff like that, but no practices, nothing organized or anything like that. But will C.J. Stroud throw? You and I are both on the record as a prediction of no. He will not throw today or tomorrow. And I think, too, if it's something where clearly if they're being cautious with him, if they're resting him, I think it's kind of similar to what the Astros did by resting Lance McCullers on Sunday. You're like, oh, rest him on Sunday. We got a day off on Monday, so it's really like he's getting a couple of days off. Yeah. Like, if you've been resting him this long, you know, why plunk him out there now when you've got 5 weeks that he can just get right and get ready for it? It's way more important. It is way more important that C.J. Stroud be ready to go when training camp gets here, then he's out there throwing in mandatory minicamp today, my opinion. All right, those are the four big questions for OTAs. Three big questions and a bonus question. I like that. I got to ponder that a little bit. I got to think about my gimmick. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Camp starts, minicamp starts today, 9:45.
Just your other, and odd numbers tend to be better too. If you're going to go more than three, ideally, anytime you talk about a group of things, three is best. But if you go more than that, it's actually better to go five than four.
Man, that's a lot.
We're weird. It's weird creatures,
man. 25% more work. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's get to headlines coming up next here. The Astros back at it today or tonight against the Chicago White Sox. We'll circle back to Nick Chubb. Seth has his seven things he loves about the Nick Chubb signing coming up at the top of the hour. Stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.